possible today, this season. You know, we were all hopeful that he might sign a new deal. Obviously, he had a couple of years left.
That's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap podcast. In a video released on Liverpool's social media channels, Klopp's explained why he's made the decision.
It is that I'm, what can I say to them, running out of energy. I have no problem now, obviously. I think I know it already for longer, that I will have to announce that at one point.
Liverpool are still competing for four trophies this season. The King's in hospital, where he'll undergo a corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate. His diagnosis was revealed last week. As the Israeli forces continue to attack Khan Yunis, United Nations judges are about to rule whether to order Israel to suspend its Gaza operations this hour. This is a preliminary ruling as part of a wider case South Africa's taken against Israel, accusing it of genocide. The Israelis reject that completely. South Africa's International Relations Minister, Naledi Pandor, says the International Court of Justice must impose provisional measures now because of the seriousness of the claims.
We're now giving you an opportunity to actually do the task for which you were assigned, a task that I think has sometimes not been upheld sufficiently.
Detectives on Merseyside say confidence in policing has risen and intelligence coming into them is up 78% in 12 months. It's since the launch of a programme to tackle criminal gangs. England's cricketers have endured a tough second day of their first test against India. The hosts have a 175-run lead, closing play on 421 for 7. And Justin Timberlake's going on a world tour. He confirmed the news on American telly while promoting his first new music in 6 years. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Well, that's good news about Justin Timberlake. Quick look at the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right now, the weather for today is sunny with a moderate breeze, 12 degrees, going down to about 1 degree overnight. And at the weekend, you've got some sunshine as well. Saturday and Sunday, 9 degrees tomorrow, sunny and cloudy, and 11 degrees on Sunday. So feeling pretty pleasant. Go out there and get a bit of vitamin D, make yourself feel better. I know loads of you out there at the moment are feeling a little bit dull, so get a bit of sunshine.
Wonder on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, just talking about Justin Timberlake, I love this track. It's Can't Stop the Feeling.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes nowhere to hide, when I'm getting you close, when we move.
It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine.
People who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good in everyone. People done gone crazy. People done gone mad. People done forgot the superpowers we all have. We were born to love, not hate. We can decide our fate and look for the good in everyone and celebrate all our mistakes. If there's a silver lining, you still have to find it, find it, find it. Look for the good in everything. Look for the people who will set your soul. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good in everyone. Everyone needs sunshine. Everyone needs rain. Everyone is carrying around some kind of pain. I see who you are, just like me. I see you're searching for a purpose, guided by a dream. I see who you are, and just like you, I get lost sometimes and I forget what I came here to do. I keep on trying,
keep on trying.
When it gets frightening, look for the good in everything. For the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good. Look for the good. Look for the good in everyone. Love and light and vibration. Look for the good. Look for the good. Everyone gets mad sometimes, and maybe they should. Look for the good. Look for the good. Yeah, look out for all the heroes in your neighborhood. Look for the good. Look for the good. Life sure would be sweeter if everybody would. Look for the good in everything. Look for the people who will set your soul free. It always seems impossible until it's done. Look for the good. Look for the good. Look for the good in everyone.
I'm not getting any younger. The years are catching up on me. I'm on my
almost 23. I quit my job, it wasn't healthy. I'm where I wanna be, where I wanna be. For therapy, it's gonna help me. Flying by now, but I feel so glued to the ground. I look around, everybody's in the same boat. So let go and know that you're not alone. For I'd have it all figured out, but feels like my world's upside down. When nothing feels like home, it's good to know that you're not alone.
That was the White Stripes. We fell in love with a girl. That was a wonderful speech toying there from Roar through RCIC, and her book Hush to Roar is out if you want to check that out. What a passionate person she was about what she's doing, and going through those traumatic experiences and then helping other people. Just incredible. There's some amazing people we've got here in Essex that do so much amazing work to help others, including Brentwood Food Bank. Now, if you've got any extra tinned food, etc., It might be meatballs, spaghetti, custard, chili con carne. You might have some jams and biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, soup, toothpaste, bleaches, cleaners, fairy liquid, things like that. Carrier bags. They'll be well received at Brentwood Food Bank. They fed an unprecedented 177 people in one day. Actually today they were feeding 119. Sadly, they believe with the 5% rise in energy prices, this number of people is going to increase. So if you want to help out Brentwood Food Bank, it's all the W's, brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And you can find all the details on our website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Let's get some ads and I'll be back with more after this.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I was asking you the question about buying music. So do you buy music? When was the last bit of music you purchased? Mine was the JoJo Man Band, which I'm going to play in a while. Love that album by the JoJo Man Band. Check it out. I play a lot of his stuff on my show. And also, I bought a song by Tom Robinson this week as well. So, yeah, I do like buying music. But I can't do it all the time because it is quite expensive, so I can't. But I do try. Now, let's see what you've said. Daniel said, I will admit, when Leanne Louise offers up mashups for a free download, I'll pay at least £1, if not more, because I know how hard she works, so I like to compensate her. And Daniel is a massive supporter of independent artists. He's such a gem. Also, Bridget as well. She's amazing. She said, listening to songs that are new to me that you present in your radio show, Michelle. She said she's had the songs by Billy Brown. She's Joby Fox, George Bone, Beat Bakery, and the latest one, JoJo Man Band. So she's discovered some new music there as well. Joby Fox said thank you, and so has George Bone. Oh, and also Daniel said he's bought £17 worth of Abby Flynn. We played Abby on the show quite a lot as well. And I've also bought £40 worth of CDs, which I then put onto my Walkman. There we go. He loves his Walkman. Do you remember Sony Walkmans? Cassettes? Anybody out there? Everyone's going, I don't know what you're talking about. I've got cassettes. Yeah, I've got loads of cassettes somewhere. I don't know if any of them will work. Maybe not. Maybe not. So let me know what you're up to this weekend. Are you going? I'm going to do a bit of music at the weekend in Chelmsford. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm meeting up with friends. I'm looking forward to that too. And it should be a good one. Yeah, it should be a good one. I love it because the sun shines out and it makes me feel so much better. If you're one of those people that gets, like, sad, I don't think I've got that, but I tell you what, seeing that sunshine and that brightness just makes me feel like, yes, you can achieve anything. What's coming up for the rest of the day here at Phoenix FM? Well, after me, you have got Patrick Sharing. He's going to be here with Peter Livingston, chairman of disability charity, which is called Essex Central Remap. We'll be finding out more. And then Joe's coming up at 3 o'clock. Joe Bailey with Drive Time. And Steve Linton's going to be talking about Brentwood Town's FC 3G project and other news. Then the Bliss Disciples with Daniel Gregg at 6 o'clock, uplifting music from across the genres and international borders. Then the boss, Paul Golder, is here with Resurrection, playing Indian Alternative. And then the Golden Years with Andy Gilson, playing music from the 60s and 70s from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And then back on breakfast is the one and only Antonia Jones. And then you've got loads of other presenters all over the weekend, whether they be, who's coming up? Oh, yeah, you've got Vicky Michelle from Hello Hello. You've got Tony Smith. He's not been in Hello Hello, but he'd like to have been. He's coming up before her on Sunday between 12 and 1. And you've also got Spencer Carter coming up with the weekend wind-up, and there's loads more. So do check out the schedule, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Back to the new music. I played this yesterday on a first play. It's Paolo Moreno, or Moreno, with The God of Small Things.
I was thinking about sinking, just simply letting go. Pull down the shades, and if I had my way, where would I go? Abandon myself to the journey, let the destination go. And I pray to the God of gods of small things that I will not be alone. That I will not be alone. Where are you? Just existing. You set your mind to simple goals. If you could raise a smile wherever you go, you'll always have a place. You'll have a place to call. Where are you now? Small things that I'll never be alone. Where are you now? Where have you gone? And I'll pray to the God of small things that I'll never be, never be alone. Gather around, share the sound, and gather around, share that I'll never be. Gather around, share the sound, and gather around, and you won't ever be.
Where are you now?
Just existing. Where have you gone? And I'll pray to the God of small things, that I'll never be alone. Where are the God of small things that I'll never be, never be alone.
Brilliant. That was Paolo Moreno there with The God of Small Things. Here's Liberty X. Just a little hello.
Sexy. Everything about you so sexy. You don't even know what you got. You're really hitting my spot. Oh yeah. And you're so innocent. Please don't take this wrong, cause it's a compliment. I just wanna get with your love.
There were just a little. I think that song's over 20 years old, isn't it? Was it 19? Do you reckon 1998? Let's have a look. Liberty X. I like doing this sometimes, just a little. Because then you go, I can't believe it, it's that old, is it? I reckon 1998. Just a little. Liberty X. Let's have a look and see what when it came out. It came out in 2002. So it is, yeah. Well, 22 years old, isn't it? What? They must have made quite a bit of money. It is written by the band, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is. Yes, it was. It was written by singer Michelle Scoffrey, produced by Big Pockets, and it was released in May 2002. And I think at the time it got quite... It was because I remember it being on Big Brother, and I don't know if that was a series with Jay Goody. I can't remember. But I remember that they played some music in the house, and I think that was... I think it was a bit of a slow burner, that song. That is one of their biggest hits, isn't it? I really like that. It's just my... It's, you can't help but like that song. Yeah, anyway, well, I like it. I think you like it as well, probably. Maybe you don't. I don't know. You should let me know. I don't know. I'm just feeling very giddy now. I can't tell you how giddy I'm feeling from my guests being in the studio. I feel very energised. Some people have the power to... I'm very much a believer that you get people that give you a bit of a boost of energy. And I don't know, some people, I don't get it very often, in fact. I think I'm one of those people that actually gives a bit of a boost of energy to other people because I'm quite enthusiastic about stuff. The way that I think I am in general, I'm quite enthusiastic. So I always say to somebody, yeah, you can do anything you want. You can believe you can do this. And people go, oh, and they get energized. I don't take my own advice most of the time. And I don't think any of us do. So when you meet somebody like Toyin, who's so passionate coming in and talking about her organisation, it does fire you up. You can tell because my voice is slightly higher, and I'm also talking very quickly because I've got a boost of energy to do stuff. So I've written a list now. I've got to get home, boom, 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 boom. I've just done my little list. I was like, yep, get home and do that. You're going to do that. You're going to do that. You're going to do it today. And I've been quite forceful, shall I say, with myself. And I will do these things, and I'm going to tick them off my list. I'm raring to go. But I'll stay with you for a little while. I'm not going quite yet. If you fancy some karaoke this Sunday, then pop down to the Essex... Not the Essex Arms. I've forgotten the name of the place. It's where Tony Smith is, and I've forgotten the name of the place. Oh, my gosh. Tony, if you're listening out there, where is that place that you do? Oh, the Gardeners, that's it. Tony will be doing some karaoke there if you fancy going for a sing on Sunday. It'll be sort of late afternoon, evening time. What time does it start? It doesn't say. But then the Gardeners this Sunday, obviously it does, 6 p.m. till late Sunday the 28th of January. You can go down there, listen to some music. If you want to get up and have a sing, you can do it. It's all very nice. And that's the Gardeners Bar, which is in Brentwood. There we go, if you fancy a little bit of music. Right, have a look. I'm going to pick out a song from Tony Spaldy. You can check him out on Sunday between 12 and 2 with his son, a show Sunday Lunch, not his son. This is Disclosure with Eliza Doolittle, You and Me.
Gonna be you and me. Gonna be everything you ever dreamed. Gonna be who you need. Gonna be you.
some brand new music, and it's a first play. This is Nomad. If Stephen is listening out there, Stephen Duke, good afternoon, lovely. I first met Stephen when at the Brentwood School when there was a jazz session over a week, and it was one of the best things I did, actually. I think they still run it every year. Any age group can go, and you can learn about jazz, and you can play an instrument. It's really good fun at the Brentwood School. I'm sure they're still doing it. But I met Stephen there, and he sent me in a piece of music, and this is Nomad, and this is called Presence. Myself and Patrick are loving that, aren't we?
Absolutely, very nice indeed.
Did you hear hear everything now.
Now suddenly it all went nothing, Michelle, you know, but now I can hear everything.
Yes, lovely. Now you've got a bumper show coming up today, including your guest.
Yeah, absolutely, who's just arrived. I'm delighted to say it's Peter Livingstone, and he comes from an organisation called Remap, and they do marvellous work. What they do is they work with people who are disabled, who have and people who might have issues with relating to equipment that would make their life easier. And if a piece of equipment needs adapting in some way or another, and there's a wonderful video that shows him where a guy with a wheelchair with a tray on the front, and the tray on the front was too big for where the guy lived, and so I think Peter did it actually. I think he made a wooden tray that would fit into the place where you took out the plastic one, but also a little bit on the front that moved forward where you could put a cup as well. So they do remarkable work like this. They're all engineers, and it's all free. All the work that they do, it's just given for free, which is just absolutely marvellous. So he's going to be chatting to us all about that kind of thing. So that'd be really good. And then we'll have 1:45. We'll have the birthdays competition, as ever. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times, and we'll ask people to email in if they want to take part. radio@phoenixfm.com as to how old they think they are. And then when we get round to it, the vintage chart about 2:30, and that's taking us back today to 1974, 50 years ago today, Michelle.
If only we were born,
Michelle. But it's always a wonderful history lesson,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's why I listen in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wonderful history lesson. So there'll be a little bit of Diana Ross in there. There'll also be some Mott the Hoople and Dutch band Golden Earring. So have you never heard of them?
No.
Oh, Michelle.
Is it a one-hit wonder, was it?
Well, as far as it was in the UK, but actually it's sold worldwide. It charted in the States as well.
Yeah.
But, of course, they had a long career in Holland. But as far as the UK concerned, it's really a bit of a one-hit wonder called Radar Love. It's quite a track, Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, she'll be tuned in to listen to that one.
Absolutely.
So should you out there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And remember, if you do have any mobility issues, there are loads of people at the council that can help. And
sure.
I know sometimes older people, like my mum, she used to crawl up the stairs. And I said, Mum, we should be able to get you a stair lift. She went, oh, no, I don't want people coming around making a fuss. And I was like, that's exactly what I will do if I ever need
Absolutely.
Anything like that. But you should do, because there is a lot of help available.
Well, that's right. There's so many people doing so many good things in this world
amazing.
These days, and we hardly ever hear about any of them. And this is just yet another example.
Yeah.
Like last week with the community, Essex Community Foundation, that where I spoke to Nick about as well, you know, gave out £4.4 million to good causes in Essex last year that were people related, and I'd never heard of them beforehand. So it's really good to get all this stuff out there.
Yep, absolutely. That's all coming up with Patrick in the next 20 minutes.
Thank you.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
reach out to passing buses, contemplate reality. And how it was all rubbish. Isolated in a world caught up in delusion. I was one with everything, and this was my conclusion. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been through. My advice for those who pray: do not wish your life away. Knowing everything is fine, but you may also lose your mind. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been through.
Such a good track. That is the JoJo Man Band. I was mad back then. Just coming up to 12:50, let's check the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, a quick look on to the roads. First off, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Very busy around Wilson's Corner in all directions at the moment. Road closed due to automated work on Copperfield Gardens, both ways from Geary Drive to Sycamore Drive. Just be aware. Heading down from Brook Street towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run, and also coming back through the Dartford Tunnel as well. Heading up to the M11, no issues there. A12 is looking pretty clear, actually. No issues along there. You do have the nighttime closures, though, don't forget, between junction 13 and 16 in both directions, while they do the much needed repair work to the A12. Ingatestone, it's looking a little bit busy on the B1002. That's just coming past Seymour Field in both directions. I think there might be some road works or something going on. You'll get more traffic and travel with Patrick Sherring coming up in the next half an hour or so.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Now, I just have to say a big thank you to my guests this week. It was good to talk to Janet Howson and Lisa Horner. They were coming in to talk about It Happened in Essex 2, which is a book full of stories, all the sales of which are going to Basildon Hospital. And it's been organised by the Billericay Writers Group. The Basildon Writers Group. And basically, they've all put in individual stories. It's about 14 different writers. Really, really good. And as I said, all the money's going to Basildon Hospital Radio, which is fantastic. And you should check out the interview. It's already up to nearly 4,000 listens again. You can go back and listen to loads of interviews here on Phoenix FM, which is all the www.phoenixfm.com. So whether you're into your sport or you want to have a listen to a guest or music, it is all there. You can be listening to the interviews all through the weekend and catch up on stuff that's local. Also, thank you to Toyin Nugar. Okanugar, who came in from Raw through Art CIC, which launched last year again in Basildon, and her book, Hush to Roar, and also her organisation, which is helping people who experience childhood trauma, and through sort of art and writing and poetry, it really does help. And she was so passionate about what she does, and that interview will be up online a little bit later as well. We've got more guests coming up on the show next week, and you can check out the schedule all the W's phoenixfm.com. coming up next, here's Spandau Ballet. This is The Freeze. This is a brand new one from the Church of Trees, Where is Love? I'll be back with you on Monday. Stay tuned, because coming up next is Patrick Sherring. Have a great weekend.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.